Goodell, Goldman hits him. It's a loose football. It's being gunned for, and the Vikings have recovered at the 30-yard line. Favre was hit from behind by Dolman. And Dolman hits the ball to the quarterback. King knocks the ball out. Big sack in there by Dolman.
He was a furious pass rusher, a dominating defensive end, and the leader of the Vikings defense. A first-round pick out of the University of Pittsburgh in 1985, Chris Dolman came to Minnesota with lofty expectations and never disappointed. But even more than his statistical achievements, Chris Dolman left a lasting impression on anyone who is ever around this Hall of Famer.
He was a dominant football player. I remember when he first stepped on the field from Pittsburgh, and he wasn't sure if he was going to be a linebacker or a defensive end. And I remember it seemed like for the first 4 years of his career, he was trying to run over me every day at practice. Never quite made that, but boy, he sure got quick and learned a lot of moves. And what a great consummate pro. Had a nice long career, and it's nice to see him honored tonight.
Chris Dolman was always a classy guy, and as I say, relative to field practices, he was always one of the first guys out there, and paid close attention to what the coaches were looking for and were demanding, and one of the last guys to leave the field. And he was just, a team player. He got along with everybody.
First time I remember learning about Chris was we were in the huddle, and Terry Tausch was playing guard. He was in the huddle, and he's looking around, and I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm looking for that Dolman guy," because he's a linebacker then, and because the guards didn't like to block him early on, and then they moved him to tackle. So, I nicknamed him Iron or Rockhead because he loved the bull rush. You know, the battles Chris and I had were, I give him credit for getting me here because every day was like a game for me. He hated to lose, and I hated to lose, so. I kind of had to evolve my game to figure out a way to beat him. And once I did that, he'd evolve his game, and he'd figure out a way to defeat what I just did. So then we just kept that game going on, and pretty soon I think it put us both in here. So
man is just extremely strong. He's a little bit of a freak of nature, to come in at his size and his speed and athleticism, particularly back at that time, was truly phenomenal. And so he reaped a lot of rewards from that. I was really impressed that even after he left Minnesota and went on to a couple other teams, still played at a high level and went on to do some great things.
About my second and third year is where I think Doe gave me a little respect, and he became a big brother to me. He taught me how to play, taught me how to be respectful in the game, taught me how to how to defeat your opponent, and he also taught me how to take what I learned in the football field and then to take it home and to actually master it.
Man, well deserved. Honestly, Dolman's one of the best, pass rushers, defensive ends I've played the game, and like I said, I think he was truly like an innovator. I mean, the way he came off the edge, he really took that speed rush and stuff to a new level. Him, guys like him and Derek Thomas, and just Reggie White and those guys were such powerful men. Dolman was kind of, I remember watching them get off the technique, hand fighting and stuff like that. He's one of the best, and watching this film, it's inspiring, and he's just well deserved.
Being fortunate to play with him through those early years, and he's deserving of it. Number 4 in sacks all those years, and like I said, there's a lot of guys that are deserved, but I think he should have been in a lot sooner. But it's a great honor, and maybe to have another fellow teammate go in. I like that.
He's got his uniforms all perfectly lined. Everything's all sleeves all nicely done. He's always kind of like it. Though he treats his uniform like it was a suit. And when he came to the field, it was like he was a businessman. He came out there, everything looked neat and straight. And I always got a kick out of him Sundays when we played with him. You could look at Doe and his uniform just looked neatly like he had just taken an iron and ironed it out, and it was all clean. And after the fourth quarter, when he came off the field, it still looked neatly like he just put it on. Like he wasn't even sweating. That's my favorite Chris Dolman story.
Playing with Chris was amazing. And just not just playing with him, we became such good friends, and not because we're good friends, but he was pretty much one of the guys that set the standard of what our defensive line wanted to be. you know, this is where we're going to, this is, we want to be the lead defensive line. We want everybody to look at our line. And he pretty much, you know, with his play and the way he prepared for every game, he set the standard for all of us.
We're all very happy for him. He's, I know at home when we used to watch, you know, the Monday night football games, we would all sit around and I know, you know, sitting there, he missed playing a little bit. And just now he's a Hall of Famer, that will never be able to take that away from him. You know, he's made the Hall of Fame team and you can never take that away.